Glee Summer Break, adapted by Patricia Riley. Based on the series created by Ryan Murphy and Brad Felchuk and Ian Brennan. Published by Scholastic Limited as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Glee, trademark and copyright 2012, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation. All rights reserved. Glee, Summer Break. Chapter 1. Summer Plans. Only one more week of school before the summer holidays. Rachel Berry smiled and got out of bed quickly. She switched on her computer and looked happily at her timetable. Rachel's Star Summer. It's going to be a busy summer, she thought. Dance classes, voice classes, and, best of all, I've got a meeting with a real Broadway talent agency. It will all help me to become a star. During the holidays, most teenagers just wanted to enjoy the sun and hang out with friends. But Rachel was different. She was a talented singer, and she wanted to get better, much better. She wanted to be a famous singer on Broadway. For Rachel, this wasn't hard work. It was a chance to make her dream come true. All year, I've worked hard to help the others in Glee Club, she thought. Now, this summer is my time to work on my talents. Rachel looked at a photo on her wall of her and Finn Hudson. They had been boyfriend and girlfriend and broken up many times. But they were together again now. Finn didn't know yet, but Rachel had included him in her Star Summer plans. She had paid for dance classes for herself and Finn. It'll be just like the dancing in the film Singin' in the Rain, Rachel thought. And so romantic too. She couldn't wait to tell Finn when she got to school. Rachel printed 3 of her summer timetables. She wrote her name on one, and then Finn and Mr. Schuster on the other 2. This way, Mr. Schuster will know that I'm serious about getting better, she thought. And he'll know exactly what I'm doing all the time. After all, he might need to speak to me about songs for next year. Yesterday, all students had received the Thunderclap, the McKinley High School yearbook. Rachel hadn't looked at her copy yet. She wanted to enjoy looking at the photos of herself when she was alone. Rachel always tried to appear in as many yearbook photos as possible. She thought it was good practice for when she was a star. Of course, most of the photos were of the Cheerios, the cheerleaders. Luckily, one of the Thunderclap photographers, Jacob Ben Israel, thought Rachel was hot. Rachel secretly thought Jacob, or Jafro, as everyone called him, was a creep. But he loved taking photos of her. And around yearbook time, Rachel let him. This year, the yearbook had an article called A Day in the Life, all about her. Rachel couldn't wait to read it. Yesterday, Jafro had spoken to her about the photos.
"It's not my fault," he said. "Sorry. The Cheerios changed the photos I used in the article. They put the worst photos in instead. I've only just found out."
Rachel wasn't happy with what she saw. There was a photo of someone throwing a slushie at her. There was a photo of her singing in glee club, but everyone around her looked bored. It didn't exactly look like an article about a young star. Still, it was her first important article, and her two dads were very proud of it. "At least people at school are talking about me," Rachel thought. More than anything, she wanted everyone to know her name, even if they were saying bad things about her. "And for the next 3 months, all I have to think about is me and my plans." Mercedes Jones was waiting for her best friend, Kurt Hummel, outside the school. "I hope he brings me his Spanish notes," she thought. "He promised." Mercedes still had a Spanish exam to do, and she wasn't great at languages. After that, though, it was the summer holidays. For Mercedes, the summer holiday meant hanging out with Kurt and doing very little. Usually, this was Mercedes' idea of a perfect summer. She didn't have to worry about homework or exams or getting slushied by the other students. But this summer was a bit different. Mercedes was starting to think about the future. Maybe singing wasn't just for fun. Maybe she could actually get a job in performing arts. "I'm going to miss Glee Club this summer," she thought. "Rachel's always saying we have to keep practicing. But the only time I ever perform in summer is at the church's 4th of July party. Maybe I need to get a bit more serious about singing." While she was waiting, she listened to Airplanes on her iPod. It was the next Glee solo, and for once, Rachel wasn't doing the solo. "I hope Mr. Schuster chooses me to do the solo," Mercedes thought as the song played. She was practicing the song as often as she could. Suddenly, she noticed the time. 8:13. Classes started 3 minutes ago. "Where's Kurt? He's never late. I hope everything's okay." Mercedes decided to wait. Finally, 10 minutes later, Kurt arrived. His clothes looked a bit untidy, which was strange, because his clothes were always perfect. Always. For Kurt, clothes and his appearance were the most important things in life. He always spent a long time thinking about what to wear each day. And he tried never to wear exactly the same clothes more than once. He loved shopping for clothes, and he knew all the cool designers. "Why are you so late? Please tell me nothing's wrong, and you've brought me your Spanish notes, Mercedes said.
I can't think about homework now. My life is over, Kurt answered.
What are you talking about?
My dad won't give me any more money for clothes, and I can't use eBay.
Kurt shook his head sadly.
Last night, I was watching What Not to Wear on TV while I was doing my homework. I was imagining I was doing the show. You know how I get when I watch these shows. My personality changes. I almost become that TV personality. Anyway, Carol came in and asked if she could help. I told her it would help everyone if she stopped wearing those awful trousers.
Mercedes couldn't believe it.
You said that to Carol, your dad's new wife?
The trouble is, my dad heard, Kurt continued. He thinks I'm too selfish and I need to think about other people more. He won't give me any money for new clothes until I do. If I help other people, he'll start giving me money again.
Well, once a month, I go with my mum and her friends from church to visit some old people. You could come with us. That would be helping people, Mercedes suggested.
Visit old people? No, thanks.
Kurt looked at her.
You've got to help me. I look awful. I'm always the best dressed student at school. I can't let this happen.
Of course I'll help you with your clothes, Mercedes said as they walked into school. I'll help Kurt, Mercedes thought. Then I have to decide what I want to do this summer.